This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. As you travel across our great country, you can experience all types of agriculture, foods, and landscapes. But as I drive local roads and byways, there is one constant theme everywhere, a bumpy ride. That's because our country is underinvested in the infrastructure we rely on to get our families from place to place and our farm goods from field to market. The underinvestment isn't limited to roads or bridges, but includes our ports, canals, railways, and strained power grid. When farmers invest in their farms, we do so because it helps us grow more with less and do it safely. That's why Farm Bureau has been calling for a significant investment in our nation's infrastructure for years. Well, after months of negotiating and hearing from our grassroots members, Congress has passed a bipartisan infrastructure bill. While it has been on a long road, it is nice to see that members of Congress from both parties could find common ground in passing this critical infrastructure funding. Bipartisanship is a rarity in Washington these days, but thankfully Congress found enough to seal the deal. But it is important to note that this bipartisan infrastructure legislation is different than the partisan spending plan called the Build Back Better Act that would require only Democrats to pass and is still being debated in Congress. The investment Congress passed last week is desperately needed. Over 40% of the bridges in the United States are over 50 years old, and every day in the United States, Americans make 178 million trips across structurally deficient bridges. The $110 billion in funding for roads and bridges will increase our ability to make needed repairs. While there is significant work to be done on our roadways, our waterways are also desperate for attention. A few weeks ago, at a grain export facility outside of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, a ship being filled with soybeans could hold 21 barges worth of grain, and each barge carried 70 semi-loads of grain coming from farms spread throughout the Midwest and the South. The facility director there described how canals and locks built more than 50 years ago aren't enough to handle the number of barges coming down the Mississippi River today, and that shutdowns for repairs can grind exports to a halt. And earlier this year, as Hurricane Ida tore through the area, the winds knocked massive electrical transmission wires strung across the river into the water. That meant no barges could move up or down the river for over a week. The bipartisan infrastructure bill invests $17.3 billion to shore up our ports and inland waterways. And while most Americans take broadband for granted, one in four U.S. farms have no access to high-speed internet, a necessity to opportunities and essential services. The infrastructure bill invests $65 billion in broadband expansion so rural Americans aren't left behind without affordable broadband service. This tool is essential to modern agriculture and gives families access to online health care and education. Having broadband internet on the farm allows farmers to use precision ag technologies to reduce inputs, protect water quality, and improve soil health. Farm Bureau is grateful to all of our members across the country who made their voices heard and shared stories about why we need to improve our nation's infrastructure. Your efforts keep our lawmakers accountable to work together and find solutions that help all Americans succeed. The Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act finally passed through the House after successfully navigating the Senate earlier this year. Andrew Walmsley, Senior Director of Congressional Relations with AFBF, explained the significance of the legislation to agriculture. He said it is $550 billion in new spending over the next 5 years. It has $110 billion for roads and bridges. It invests in broadband, about $65 billion, which has become a crucial issue for rural America. $17 billion for ports and inland waterways, which is key to our international competitiveness on exporting our goods around the world. AFBF President Zippy Duvall commented on the bipartisan infrastructure package. He said while AFBF was disappointed with the unnecessary delays in the House of Representatives, we appreciate Congress finally passing crucial bipartisan infrastructure legislation. We cannot afford to ignore the millions of miles of roadways, waterways, and railways rural America relies on to keep our country fed, especially as we see widespread supply chain challenges. Supply chain issues impacting fertilizer, seed, crop protection products, and even machinery parts have farmers facing another challenge in a growing crop. Marietta Hauser, a Southwest Kansas farmer and Farm Bureau Women's Leadership Committee Midwest representative, explained in a recent interview that the price and availability of products to raise a crop are the biggest challenges right now. Hauser said it's pretty tough right now with the cost of chemicals that we need to put on the crops, the cost of the seed, everything going up, and it's short. We don't know for sure if we can get it. It's pretty hard to plan for the future when you don't know what you're able to have available to you. And it affects all areas of our life. It isn't just the farmer, it's all of our rural communities and the big cities as well. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.